Unreden. Okay, English. Just to discuss a little bit. Okay, none of the Yomer. What's none of the Yomer? The Shabbos Yomer. Chodesh Hayom. The Lashon HaNavi. I realize it's not Shabbos Hayom because it's Shnas HaShmitzah, Shnas HaShabbosim. I thought I'd try to unreden a little bit in Indian. Shmitas Ksotim. Not so well known Indian. There's a sugya in Gittin. There's two sugyas in Gittin, one in Perek HaShaleach, a famous sugya. There's a less famous sugya, less well known sugya in Daf Yudches in Gittin. There, the Gemara discusses actually it's Mishnayis in the tenth period of Shmias, which the Mishnayis discuss various types of chayvus which are not necessarily have a din of Shmias Misham Tosan. That means we know you have to write a Puzbul when it comes Shmias. Just the end of Shmias, you have to write a Puzbul. Most of the stories of the based in. Otherwise, if your own stories, you have a stand and you have a claim against somebody, you could lose that claim because Shmias was a Misham at the chayv. And I say it, I learned that say. The shayla is, which type of chayvus are we referring to? The Gemara says that ksuba, let's imagine someone died or someone was Megarish his wife. With our shayla, ksuba, from when will Shmiyat Mershama to ksuba? You have a ksuba, person was Megarish his wife, and you have to pay up the chayv of the ksuba, and you haven't paid up. And Shmiyat, end of Shmias comes along, now it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, the end of this year. What will happen? Will Shmias and Misham at the Chayv or not? That's the Shayla. As the Gemara says, in that Yitches on Medarad in Gittin, Mobbing the Machlis is Rabu Shmuel. That's Klaw, that's Poshut, says the Gemara, that Shmias will not be Misham at the Chayv of Tzuma. It won't work. Unless one of two things happen, Machlis. Shmuel says you need two things. Rab says you need Pogma v'zokfa. That means like this. You can zikif alav v'nova. What you can do is you can change the status of the loan. The moment you have a choyv, suba, you can change the status of the suba into a halva, into a loan. Rishonim say it like you imagine kid you paid up and then borrowed again. Now it becomes a regular halva. That's one way. The other thing you've got to do is pogma. Rashi says what you've got to do is you've got to start payment. If you start the payment process, let's imagine there's 200 zuz, you pay a couple of zuz, you start the payment process going, then it's already oimedes lepiron. The ksuba is now oimedes lepiron, you started paying. In the machlokes is Rav Shmuel. Rav holds you need both. You need pogma, you need to start the payment process, and now it's oimedes lepiron, it's loyigos, there's a lot of loyigos, you mustn't start claiming. Well, he's claiming already, now it's oimedes lepiron. The second thing you mustn't do, sorry, you must do, if you want to make it into a thing, into a claimable claim after Shmias, after the Shon of Seif Shmias, what you've got to do is you've got to be Zekev and Abba Milver, turn it into a Havar. That is Shittas Rav. Shmuel holds, you've got a choice. Either you can make it into a Havar, be Zekev and Abba Milver, change the status of this load, of this Choyv. It's no longer a Choyv, it's no longer Stamach Sugar, but you turn it into a Havar with Zekev and Abba Milver. Or alternatively, you can start the Peroyan process even if it remains in the status of a Ksuba. But if you start the Peroyan process, start paying Pergemes Ksubasa, then that will also be good enough to make it into a regular type of loan, which Shmir Tobi Mashal. Okay, that is the din of, that's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. So we pass like Shmuel, that if you have a Ksuba and you want to, Shmias, you want Shmias, should be Meshamet. I don't know why you'd want that, but let's imagine Shmias would be Meshamet. You'd have to do one of two things. Either you make it into a Halvar, change the status of the loan of the Choyv to a Halvar, or alternatively, what you can do is you can be Pergemes, you can start the payment process, and that will make it Oymed Le Piroyin, and if Oymed Le Piroyin, then it's now also Shmias would be Meshamet. That's the Gemara. The Gemara brings a riot to Shmuel. The Gemara says like this. Mommy's a Brister. Right, the Tanya Kavos of the Shmuel. Oynes uknas upitu uksubas isha. She had, you know, oynes uknas upitu. If a person was ma'anas basula or pitu or if it's mitzishemra, there's various knosses you have to pay. Now those knosses, what is the status of them when Shvius comes along? It's vaiter. The din is the Mishnah. That Shvius is not mishamet knas. We'll see why soon. Shvius is not mishamet knas. I mean, if we're mechuyev to pay a certain amount of money for a knas. Somebody will boil a basula, pay the knas. Is Shvid not Meshamet? Unless Zotfal of Milva state, Mefurish, that you just need Zotfal of Milva. Zotfal Milva Meshamti. So you state in the Gemara. If the Shaila, Grace and Machlokes Yushainim, what with Pogma? This is what I want to talk about. If we mentioned beforehand that with the ksuba, there's two ways of changing the status of the ksuba. Till now, ksuba, the din was that shvir is not mashamet ksuba. There were two ways of making it, or altering it, that shvir should be mashamet. Either with pergamet, you start the payment process, or with zotfala of a milva, with changing it into the status of a normal milva. Those are two ways that one can change the status of a ksuba. What about a knas? So the Mishnah and the Brayta state only, a statna was only said is zotfala of a milva. I mean, let's say I owe someone, or somebody owes a knas, he owes chanishim keset for being the anis of the sula, and then I have to pay that money up to the father of the sula, or to her, depends what age she is. Is the din will be, if he's not for the milva, if he changes the status of that money into a milva, for imagine you say, if you look, I paid you and you've lent it back to me, so then shvius will be mashamis. What about pogemis? What about if you start being pogem, you start paying up? Would that help? This is the shayla. It's in the Me'iri bin 2 days, doesn't say what the pshat is. Say days, according to Shmuel, we know pogemis works by true, but does starting the payment process help also by a knas or not? That's the shame. That is what we have to understand. What is the problem? Why is it that shviyah is not masham? We know shviyah is the masham at chayvus. We know that. End of shviyah or approval. So, harak anybody normally would say, yeah, any chayv. So, I've got a chayv, whether it's a ksuba, whether it's a knas, whether it's a halvah, whatever it is, shviyah should be masham. Yet, we find the achilukim. So, what's the deal? Why taka are the chilukim? Why is it that certain chayvus don't have the status of a normal chayv, of a loan, which shviyah is masham? Is in Tosfos, Sayin Gittin, and Sai in Subas in the beginning of Afal Pin Davnun Hay, and all the Shayim there, honestly, Ramban, Rambam, Ram, as well, all the Shayim in Subas, they all say the following. They don't say the Makir, but the Makir Pasha is at the three, that Shviyat is only Mashamat and Milva. You know, it's possible. Shviyat, then Shviyat Mashamat, that was Shviyat, alters the status, in the battle, the Kreach, Gevir, you can't to there Achoyv in Shviyat after Shviyat, that only applies to a Milva. A loan which you have been misguiding yourself by borrowing money. But for example, it won't apply, the Mishnah says in Shvi'it, it won't apply to Hakopat Chanus. It won't apply to a credit account in a shop. You've got a shopkeeper who gives you on credit, you go and you buy your bread and your milk and you build it up over a certain amount of time. The Shvi'it is not be Mashan, Hakopat Chanus. Why not? Because Hakopat Chanus, credit is not a loan. It's a purchase which you haven't paid for yet, but it's not a loan. So therefore Shviyah is not Mashamah. That seems to be Shittas Tosfos, the Rebbe is showing him. That is why Shviyah, and therefore by Tzuba, who are din, it's not alone. Who are din, Knas, not alone. So all those dinim, Shviyah, that's why there's a chilik between Halvoy and other Chayvus. Other Chayvus, Shviyah will not be Mashamah. That's Shittas Tosfos. L'chayra, if Pogma works for a Tzuba, what does Pogma do? Start the growing process. And by starting this Purim process somehow, I don't know how, but if we go according to Tosfos, we have a din, there has to be a milva, it has to be a loan, in order that Shviyah should be Mashamit. Shviyah is the only Mashamit loan, nothing else. Halvoy. So obviously, Vatfala of a milva, if you change the status of a ksuba into a loan, now Shviyah is a Mashamit. Who has in Pogma, if you start the Purim process somehow, I don't know why exactly, but somehow, starting the ball rolling or the Purim process, the payment process, that somehow makes that it changes into a halva. It must do. Because the rule is you have to have a halva. If the rule is you have to have a halva. Yeah, the rule is we have to have a halva. The Shviyat Mashamit, it must be only one thing alone. Shviyat is not Mashamit any other type of chayv, according to Tosfos, the Rebbe Rishon. Shviyat will only be Mashamit a halva and nothing else. So if Pergamus Tsubasa, you start the payment process of the Tsuba, and that helps that Shviyas will be Mashamat the Tsuba. Obviously, it's Muzos Kuman, that Pergamus has a Kriyah, change the thing. You start the payment process, it now becomes somehow into a regular type of Chud.
Then why do you need to say? It's the same thing as Zotfo. Why do you have to say?
No, it's different. It'll work in a different Mahalach. Zotfo will work, and you're actually making a Pirayim. I don't know exactly how Pogma works with these machines, but obviously I'm just being mechiyach. It must come out that the status must turn into a halva. It's obviously two ways of doing it. right? But it must work like that according to those Rishonim, because according to those Rishonim, they bring down, it's a three passages for A, I think, where they learn it from, it has to be Daska and Milver. So if it's Daska and Milver, and Pogma works by itself, he said, Rav holds me two things, Pogma or Zotfa, Shmuel, Ralacha, either Pogma or Zotfa. Zotfa or Milver, make it into a Halva. Pogma must work somehow along those lines, that when you start the payment process, that makes it into a Halva. Must be, because you need to have a Halva. Yeah, but it might, obviously somehow the start of the payment now, you have somehow maybe that makes it to a lot, but it makes me know exactly how it works. But that must be, it's muchach l'chayra, that those who show him that Pogma must make it into a halva. So therefore, that oishkumen, that Pogma will work by a knas as well. Because if it stated, by being starting the payment, what we call pagans, Pogma, you start the payment process. And by starting the payment process, you have now changed the status of this. It's no longer an abstract choiv of tshuva. It's like a loan now. You're starting the payment. It's like a loan which you're paying up. Once that happens, that's already shviyas namashamit. It's a milver. If that's the case, it should apply equally to a knas as well. So that's very nice. That should be shown in the whole that shviyas will be mashamit, a knas, if you're posing it. Just like if it is zokfal of milver, you change the status of the knas to a milver. Then shviyas of the mashamet. Who are then, if you change the status of it through doing pagemes lachera, that should also help for a knas. That would be shviyas of the mashamet, who hold that you can be pagemes knas. In Rambam, he's very stark to do it. That the Rambam in Perik, yes, I think, from Hilchus Shmita V'Yevul. But the Rambam is very stark to do it. That he holds that Pogma will not work by Knas. Because the Rambam, in Halacha Yigimu, Perites Halacha Yigimu, he brings down Halacha Megarish Es Ishtoi, yeah, is then the din is that watch, that Ein Ksubas on the Shmetes. There will be no din Hashmotas Ksopim on the Ksuba. Then Pogma is so, Oi, Zotfasa, Allah the Mulder, if you did one of the two things we've mentioned, you either started the payment process, or Zotfa Allah the Mulder, you changed the status of the ksuba into a loan, then the din is nishmetes. That's halacha yigimu. In halacha yudbeis, the Rambam brings down the din of knas. Knosses of oinis matatam utishema einom nishmotim. Then zot from the milver nishmotim. And the Rambam doesn't mention a word about pogma. So it would seem to be that the Rambam's shitta is that even though we find the din of pagemes ksubasa of pogma to help that shviyah shuvim l'shamet, that will only be by Ksuba, specific to Ksuba, not to Einus and Mephat. The Shain is why? Nachaira, we were Chiach on the Ksuba, most of the Shainim hold, as we mentioned, most of the Shainim hold that Shviyat is only Mashamat and Milver. And obviously, if you want to change the status of a Ksuba into a Milver, you've got one of two ways of doing it, as we mentioned. Either you can use Zotfal of Milver, change the status to a Milver, or what we've mentioned is you could do Pagemes, you can somehow start the payment process, that's also going to work. So why shouldn't it work by Knas? Shviyas say. And the Rambam's clear, Lechaira, holds that Shviyas will only be that Pagemes to change the status works by Ksuba, not by Knas. That's the Pshat. It's Lechaira Muchach Kamarayas. Now, time allowing, we'll get through a couple. Raya's from the Rambam doesn't hold like the Rishonim. I'll tell you two Gvaldi Raya's. Ba'akopas Chamus, credit. The Rambam is Mavur, not in the Yad HaChazok, but in Pirush on the Shnai, in Peret Yud, Mesechet Shviz, in Pirush on the Shnai, the Rambam is Mavur, and he said, what pshat Ba'akopas Chamus, credit? Why is credit not Shviz, not Meshamet Ba'akopas Chamus? But the Rambam says, you know why? He says, the way the Kesef Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam, because it's like a choy which is not a time, the Zman HaPerer not arrived. It's like, if we imagine a Milver Le'Eshonim, which is a problem because a Milver Le'Eshonim is Machlokes, whether Shviyas is Misham. You've got a Milver, you make a loan, where the payment date of the loan is after Shviyas. For example, standing here, let's say last year, and you make a Milver Le'Eshonim. So to come to know that this Zman HaPerer, when you've got to pay this choy, in only 10 years' time. Is a machlokes for the shviyas and mashamet. This one could be even better. If Shmuel, in Shur Shmuel and Makis, Daf Gimel explains that it's even better here. Why? Because, I'll give you a scenario. I'll say the credit card bill arrives. Yeah, get a credit card bill. So I'm afraid I'm shy about it. So I'm going to get a credit card bill of £2,000 a hundred. Yeah, it happens, yeah. Oh my God, £2,000. Now, do you feel, say what you think. Do you think that now, halfway through the month, your wife's been out, she's your boss, yeah, and she's, the sales are on, and she's spent, and she spent £1,500 already within the first 5 days of the month. Yeah, and then she gives up. Are you a chuyub already £1,500? No, boss. The credit card company, we're only going to charge you in the end of the month, with the extra 56 days, whatever it is, when the credit card bill arrives on the map and give out to the Schwarz for the Oyen, we've got this credit card bill. When are you Mechuyev to pay the first £1,500? Are you Mechuyev really the day it arrives? Just letting you have a bit of time off. Or you could say, Kofas Chanus, the credit could be a much, much, much different type of scenario. The Hainu, that credit is Nishta Pshat, like you Mechuyev, but just letting you kilo alone and letting you off a bit. Credit, the pshat is that the choy will only be chal when they charge. The zman piroyin is, that's when the choy is chal. Because until such time as they send you a credit card bill, I'm not chuyub in this thing, I was a present until the bill comes. Yeah? That's how we regard it, that's the problem. Yeah? Ez al koponim is akopas chanus, says the Rambam, has a completely different status. So kum chuyub from the Rambam, I was not saying that the reason why Shvi'is is not Mashamet HaKofas Chanus credit is because it's not an over. The Rambam has to come to a new town. He has to have two legs and a knech, says the Rambam. I have to add an additional point. In other words, by says the Rambam, the MS HaKofas, other types of Chayvis, Shvi'is could be Mashamet. It just so happens that a credit which the time of Piroin does not fall due till after Shvi'is, so there's no Chayv yet. That's why Shvi'is is not Mashamet. Vice says, if the Chayv had been Chal already, even though it's a kopas achanus, not a milveh, the din would be Shvi'is would be mishamet. Then from the Rambam held that Shvi'is is mishamet, even from which is not a milveh. I'll say another raya. Knas. Why is Shvi'is not mishamet? Knas. Is the Rambam Pesach Mishnah says a very interesting thing. I'll tell you with the biel of the Kivat Shiuri Mechet, the base of Simon Yigimel, and the Teirat Zroi. There in Mishnah, in Perek Yud, the Shvi'is. They say a bill in the Rambam like this. It's a bit of Rambam Pesach Mishnah. Why is Shvi'is not Mashamet the Knas? They're a beautiful long Shavuot. Say that this. To Mashamet the Chayv, we're talking about a Chayv, which the reason why you've got to pay is because there is a Tevea. For example, I lend you £1,000, so you've got to pay me why? Because I'm a Tevea. The Chiyuv is mitzvah, the fact that I've given you something, I've sold you something, I've lent you something, and now Tevea the moment of you. That's the Chiyuv. Piroyim by normal choice. By a knas, the chiyah piroyim is completely different. The chiyah piroyim on knas is because you got to pay me. You did a shlech, you did an aveira, you did a b'chet, you boil oynish from the factor. And because of that, you have got an oynish, and the punishment you got to do is you got to pay me. And the chiyah piroyim starts machmas the mitzvah, not machmas the tever. By normal choivas, the choivas piroyim is because I am Tevea of you. That's the last week ago. Mustn't pay my Shvi'is after Shvi'is. I am Tevea. I want you to pay me. No. I can now say that if Shvi'is comes, you can't charge anymore. That's because I'm the Tevea. Normal Chayvus, I'm a Tevea. I lend you something, I sold you something, etc. Tshuva, the issue of the Tevea. She got a promise from note kilu from her husband in the Tshuva. That's what it's kind of based in. That has got to be paid up. Mom did the deal. That's normal Chayvus. Not this, the chayva is nishmitzad the tevea, not that I'm tevea of your money, but mitzad and nishmitzad, that's nothing to do with me. It's not din that I can be tevea, I'm tevea the chayva now, but the knas. Obviously, so that volume of the knas is, you've got an oynish, you've got something bad, and therefore your punishment is a fine. Yeah, I always think, ridiculous, they can charge you, get caught, every time I come and get caught parking over here, and they get a ticket, yeah? So what's that? She paid it. So who do you pay? You pay the council and what they do with it, whatever they do with it, yeah? You should pay the people on the streets who you've taken their parking spaces at. You should pay some sort of recompense to them. That's the idea of a knas. That is a punishment. It's an einish. It's a punishment which I've got to pay it out. Shvi'is can't mishan with that. Shvi'is mishan, how am I going to get my kapara? So a choyv which is beside me that I've got to pay out of them shvi'is is mishan. Why did the Rambam have to say this? Why did the Rambam say, nah, it's not a milveh. No, no, that's not alone. Why did I have to krich to a cancer naishtikul Torah? That you know why I don't pay shvirich not b'shem l'knas, because it's a chayva mitzad, the mitzvah has to pay up his oinus. Weiss this from the Rambam again. The Rambam gehalten, that the geder of shvirich b'shem is lav dafka nola. Shvirich b'shem is all types of chayva. Unless you've got a specific reason why not. A bit short time, I just want to get to one connection here, which I want to get to. So, if that's the case, Shvi'is is Meshamet, all types of Chayim, according to Rambam, why would Shvi'is not be Meshamet Tshuva? Later we showed him, we said, Shvi'is is not Meshamet Tshuva, it's not a Novah. But if we're going to say that Shvi'is can be Meshamet, all types of Chayim, it's just specific, exactly the reasons, by Knas, you've got a reason, because you've got an Oynish to pay up, you've got to pay your Oynish up. And by Hakovas Chanos, we said because the credit card bill in the middle of the month, you don't owe anything. So of course, the man hasn't come. So what's the reason why Tshuva you don't have to pay up? Is I saw in Derech Emunah from Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down. The Tesis read on this on the off and off. The Tesis read says that Tshuva has a special case. Why? Because he says Tshuva is not a normal type of chayv. There's one difference about Tshuva. An almana, when the husband nifter has a shalom, if the din is, she can get the ksuba. But if she wants to get mazonas, she wants the children to feed her, she wants to live in a marital home and carry on the children to take over the business and carrying on supporting her with mazonas, then she can't have the ksuba. You can't have both. You can't have the ksuba and mazonas. You either take your money and go, take a lump sum, or you can have a piroin of mazonos, and then eventually she can ask for the ksuba. But until she's tibeah the ksuba, until she requests payment of the ksuba, she's entitled to mazonos. She's entitled to be paid a stipend, a wage from the family, from the business, whatever, from what's left over in the custom of the father. She's entitled to a chayvas mazonos. So that's why ksuba is not a type of chayv which has even got a shaykhis to piroin, because maybe she's not going to claim this ksuba. Maybe she's going to say, I'd rather have mazonos. So because of that, that's why a ksuba doesn't necessarily have a din shvir to mesham. It's not a chayv which is payable in any eventuality. It might not come out that the ksuba is going to be paid. If pergames, if you start the payment process, oh, she started claiming already. Once you start asking for the money, oh, you see already that you're going to, you know, you're obviously paying, even though the din is that pergames, once you start paying, you still get mazonos. And the Tishri says that chat why Rav holds that pergamus is not enough. He needs Zokpa as well, Zokpa of Milva as well. But Shmuel holds pergamus by itself is enough, because you start with a payment process, you change the status of the law. As I stated. Oh, man, is I saw in Shur of Shmuel, he said, that's only going to apply, by Ksuvas Almona. By Ksuvas Almona, where there's a Chayvat of Zaynus, when the husband dies, she has got a schus to mom, to mom the Ksuba, either to go and say, pay me the Ksuba, or she can say, no, don't pay me the Ksuba, I'd rather have this regular, weekly, monthly stipend from the Chosin, a Chayvat of Zaynus, I can live in the house, and I carry on life, which is very often what happens, and the Chayvat of Ksuba doesn't get paid up, and that's why Shvi is not Meshamet. Yeah? That's all very well by a ksuba of an almona. Of a ksuba of a gerusha, the din l'chayah won't be like that. Because there's no din mazonis by a gerusha. Gerusha, out with the ksuba, the chayim reshulim, I don't want to see you anymore, kotu. Yeah, that's a ksuba, that's a gerusha. By a gerusha, there's no din mazonis. You pay her up with the mosaic goods, whatever it is, and that's it. She's off on her own. There's no chayvat mazonos to a grusha. So a bazoi lechayv. So in itself, that's not so shmer. The two big chat in the Gemara who says the reason why pergemes tsubosa, the reason why by tsuba shvi is not meshamet and pergemes works, starting payment works, says Tosfos Rid, is because a tsuba is a type of chayv which shvi will not be meshamet because of chayvat mazonos. Because maybe you're going to give mazonos instead. Pergames works because you started the payment process. That will be taxable. That Mamakar of a Kimta will make an Akimta, will say the Gemara is talking about a Ksuba of an Almana according to Yisrael. The story is as well. The Chaim in Derech Amura, Chaim Kanyevsky, wants to learn Pshat with this Pshat with Pshat in the Rambam. Because as we mentioned, the Rambam holds, Rambam's Chedek on the Rishonim. The Rambam holds it doesn't need to be a Milveh. It doesn't need to be a milveh dafka alone for shviyat and meshamet. Shviyat and meshamet, all types of chayvus. Haraya, shviyat and meshamet, hakopas chanus. If not for this new svara that you're not chayav the credit, you're going to say that actually you're right. Shviyat and meshamet, a knas. If not for this new din that knas is a oynish, which you've got to pay it out, and nothing to do with mitzvah, but it's tevei to do with the mitzvah. Yeah. So therefore, Rav Chaim says, why by ksuba is different? What the Rambam going to learn in ksuba? Why is Shvi is not Meshamed the Ksuba? If Shvi is from Meshamed, all types of Chayvus, allowed that to Milva, why is there a special exception for Ksuba? Rav Chaim Kanyevsky in Derech Emuna. Yes, there's a place of Shvi. Shvi will not be Meshamed the Ksuba, because the place of Vidshat is that Ksuba is a special exception because of the Chayvus Mezunas, because you might not get it paid up. Maybe you should take the Mezunas. Involving your shot in the Rambam. I was scared with the Rambam. I read it out before very quickly on purpose. I don't know what's happening. Now I read a bit slower. The Rambam Malachi Yudgim. Perit test Melch Shmita Vidyev Malachi Yudgim. Brings down this Gemara. Ha Megaresh Es Ishtoi. If Megaresh is wife, pay them Ashmata Ein Tzuba Nishmeta. Pay them Ashmita. Megaresh Es Ishtoi, pay them Ashmita. Ein Tzuba Nishmeta. Shvid Vok Mesham. Im. But Pagma. It's up for Nishmeta. Is it I'm a rat? I'm a garish, it's a story. It's a raisinish. No, if anyone wants to write to a Chaim and ask him, hey, give him date. Yeah, he'll hopefully he'll answer. Of a bomb of cash. Chat and Ramah is, I'll have to come again. I haven't got time now. Yeah, chat and Ramah, actually, yeah, so yeah, chat. Of upon him, the Shverkite is, you get the Shverkite, there's great amount of machlis. Why is Shvi not Meshamet Shan other Chayvus? Is it because they're not a Milveh? That piece is very, very shining. Or the Rambam Shita seems to be that Shvi is not Meshamet everything, if not except for the specific cases. Snaf has got a specific reason, Hakavat Chalos has got a specific reason, and Reb Chaim wants to suggest that super specific reason is this Tosfos Reed. Look, it's there, the Chayvus, this Tosfos Reed's reason will only apply to a Almana. It will not apply to a Grusha. On the Rambam, in Yad, when he brings down Nara Kazok in Hilchot Shvita, the Yehu, Peri, Tet, brings down Arop this Gemara, and he says, Gemara doesn't say, just as Tzuba. So the Tzuba really could have learned the Gemara's talking about an Almana. Very nice. And when you come to the Rambam, says, first, Hamagat Rashi Sishtu. Sorry.